Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador reached more than 270 late Sunday, with thousands who lost their homes facing more life on the streets, some 2,500 people injured. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck along Ecuador's Pacific coast, where we understand from Gabriel Benitez of World Vision, rescue workers continue to arrive.
All the authorities have been there since the first earthquake. And we also, as an NGO, we are coordinating all the efforts and all the response with the local authorities and also with the humanitarian team of the country.
And across the Pacific, there also is heavy damage there. Japan's Kyushu Island, where at least 42 people have died from Thursday and Friday's earthquakes, thousands more injured, and about 200,000 people remaining in evacuation centers. Japan and Ecuador, part of the so-called Ring of Fire in the Pacific, where quakes and volcanic eruptions are common. Brazilian lawmakers have voted to back the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff. Sean Burgess is a Brazil expert at Australian National University.
This is the second time that a Brazilian president has been impeached, and it's not entirely clear how strong the legality of it was, but what is clear is that there's been a statement made that the Congress has the power to impeach the president. Now, this, of course, doesn't mean that she's out of office, but the Chamber of Deputies has made a pretty strong statement.
Opposition to Rousseff has increased in recent months with accusations she illegally covered up government budget shortfalls in 2014 to increase her chances for re-election. Rousseff denies the accusations. 68 leader was first elected in 2010. This is VOA News. Mali has made another arrest in connection with the March 13th attack by Islamic extremists on a beach resort in Ivory Coast that left 19 dead. The suspect, identified as Alou Doumbia, is believed to have been the driver for the jihadis who attacked Grand Bassam. He represents the third arrest following an attack claimed by Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. The ringleader, Kunta Dalla, remains at large. About 7,000 demonstrators marched against extremism Sunday throughout central Brussels.
We came together, black people, white people, from different clubs, to make a statement against terrorism. We are Belgians. It's time that all Belgians stand up against terrorism.
Brussels is still in shock over last month's terrorist attacks that killed 32. One of the organizers called the march a moment of reflection, a message of compassion for the victims. Suicide bombers last month killed dozens of people at the Brussels airport and in a subway station. Police have arrested six suspects so far. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties are in Kuwait for the third day today at the United Nations mediated talks aimed at ending an 18-month conflict that has killed more than 6,000 people and created a devastating humanitarian crisis in the region's poorest country. The conflict has pitted the Sunni government of President Rabu Mansour Hadi against the Houthi rebels, who seized the capital Sana'a in September of 2014, driving the president into exile. Oil prices dropped today after major oil-producing nations failed to agree on a production freeze to help stabilize the market. Ministers from 18 OPEC and non-OPEC countries said Sunday, after meeting in Qatar, they need more time to make a decision about capping production at January levels. Some analysts say capping output will not improve oil prices in the short run. Spencer Welch is with IHS Global.
In reality, it doesn't mean much because the people involved are talking about freezing their production level at already high rates into a market that is still oversupplied.
Ministers are seeking stability after oil prices drop more than $100 a barrel in 2014 to current prices around $40 a barrel. U.S. High Court will consider the fate as many as 4 million undocumented immigrants today when the Supreme Court justices hear opening arguments in a landmark case debating the legality of President Obama's executive actions on the deportation of undocumented workers. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.